the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Great news from the National Potato Council that the first shipments of U.S. fresh potatoes have crossed into Mexico. The May 11th crossings signal the start of Mexico restoring full market access for U.S. potatoes. The shipments come after more than 25 years of regulatory and legal obstructions by Mexico and a year after the Mexican Supreme Court cleared U.S. potatoes for legally authorized importation. The National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council are calling on the U.S. government to levy retaliatory tariffs on Canada after making it clear it refuses to meet its signed treaty obligations under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement concerning dairy market access. In January, a USMCA dispute resolution panel initiated by the U.S. found Canada's dairy tariff rate quota system violates the terms of the USMCA. Canada issued a new TRQ proposal in March, which included minimal changes. Congress could create a loan and guarantee program to expand competition in the meat processing industry under a bill approved by the House Ag Committee. Agriculture.com reports the bill would authorize up to $20 million a year for the loan guarantees. Sponsors say the bill would be a permanent version of a $500 million USDA initiative announced last summer. The USDA offers loans, grants, and expert advice as a way to expand capacity and create new markets.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.